A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, six Seattle architects met with six Seattle chefs to build the Star Wars universe out of gingerbread and candy. And their vision is now on display in the lobby of the Sheraton Hotel in downtown Seattle. Six big candy displays representing all six Star Wars movies. The Sheraton's executive chef, John Armstrong, has been overseeing the project for months. He gave us a tour on a busy Sunday.
It's about 600 pounds of sugar, thousands of pounds of candy. These structures, each one of them, weighs between 800 and 1,000 pounds. They're not light structures. So we have here the race with the speeders. So you have Anakin Skywalker and his speeder racing along. You have the stands all made out of gummy bears, so like hundreds of little gummy bears in the stands. And this is all gingerbread in different... So these gingerbread are baked around cans and then slid off. And this is poured sugar domes. And then this down here, we grind up the gingerbread so that it looks like this, the sand of the desert. And if you look down in the base, it's got the sand people.
And hidden within the gingerbread sand of the planet Tatooine, there is something that looks a lot like a candy version of the tunnel boring machine currently stuck 60 feet under downtown Seattle.
That's Bertha. In the sand area with the sand people, they have a Bertha drilling in at the base of R2-D2.
Bertha, the giant boring machine, might grab an adult's attention, but according to our informal poll of kids, the star attraction is what's standing next to Bertha, the giant gingerbread R2-D2.
Well, he's bigger than all the people, which is kind of cool. I like the R2-D2 too because he's gigantic and awesome looking.
Still up for debate among the kids, what would a candy lightsaber taste like?
Licorice.
A candy cane.
Frosting.
Green licorice.
Very sugary.
Licorice.
Gross.
Chef John Armstrong will not say gingerbread Star Wars is gross, but he does caution against trying to eat it.
Can you imagine eating something after thousands of little hands have touched it and it's been sitting out here and you wouldn't want to eat it?
The Star Wars Gingerbread Village, open in the Sheraton Hotel lobby until January 3rd. The proceeds go to the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation.